The former Pope Francis was praised for his historical apology to Canada's Indigenous people for the role of the Catholic Church in the notorious residential school system. For over 100 years, from the mid-1800s, the government-funded schools run by churches were aimed at assimilating Native children into white culture. Thousands were physically and sexually abused. Many died. Survivors of the schools say the apology from Pope Francis was long overdue, but some, like Geraldine Shingus, say it wasn't enough. There needs to be more dialogue with the new Pope.
Not with Indigenous leadership or with the federal government of Canada, but with residential school survivors. That needs to happen.
Meanwhile, the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Cindy Woodhouse-Nepenak, says there is still a lot of work to do.
I hope that we can work on reconciliation together, continue on the hard work that the late Pope had left for us to finish, and there's lots of work to do.
Among the issues still remaining are the repatriation of Indigenous artifacts from the Vatican collection. And she wants more education around the Church's role in this residential school system and to make the world a better place. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.